driving around the house a little bit, went outside this morning, did a couple of things, and it started getting hot, so come on back. Little errand to run down to the dollar store, and we got some people we know they're having birthdays, so we had to get cards and them little gift bags.
Well, at least we still got them around to have birthdays with anymore. Losing some of my friends now.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I've lost a few of them myself. I just turned 66, so I'm getting on up there.
I mean, by a few years. I'm just 47, but I'm already starting to lose some friends I went to high school with and family members around my age, so you just never know.
Well, I gotta be grateful for each day. And a lady at church told me she was doing good as she was looking down at the flowers instead of up at the roots. So I've kind of took her advice on that. It's a beautiful sunshiny afternoon at the moment, and God give it to us, and we're gonna enjoy it.
Enjoying the day, but I ain't got no sunshine up here. It's not raining, but it's overcast like it could rain any minute. It's been that way all day.
Had a big cloud come by here a while ago and a little bit of a breeze. Thought we was going to get some, but at this time of year, it's always a possibility in the afternoon around here to get a little thunder bumper and some rain.
And four, is that okay?
Good afternoon, Shane. Yeah, it's the same up here, David. If you don't get an afternoon thunderstorm up here, something's unusual.
Come on in, Shane. I'll get back on the side for a little while. I'll let y'all pick it up. KF4NXY.
David, you don't need to leave. I just was going to say hello to Patrick. I pulled over and jumped somebody off. They were changing a flat tire on their boat trailer and left their doors open and ran their battery down. So I'm back on the road.
I just pulled out of the house, so we should still be plenty of time. Good to talk to you this afternoon. I hope you have a good afternoon. Stay safe, KO4HKX and Shane. I'll be around for a little bit.
I'm probably lose a repeater at some point.
I think somebody might be trying to get in the room. They didn't have any audio. I'll catch you a little later. KO4NXY.
David, N4ZLK.
Later, Shane. Y'all have a good afternoon. KO4NXY.
Go ahead, Patrick.
So, try what I suggested on your truck.
And nothing affects it. I checked all the connections and moved the wires around, and it didn't do anything. And I was going to go out there and see if I could pull the clips off, and I don't know if that would make a difference. And maybe cross them, jump them while they're off the sensor and see if something changed. But my wife was out washing the car and the granddaughter was sleeping, so we wanted to keep an eye on her, so I stayed inside.
I was just curious if you'd made any more headway with it.
No, something's keeping the compressor on all the time, so unless... I guess it shuts off when it overheats. It's not going to hurt the compressor, is it? Or do I need to get that fixed pretty soon?
Compressor's staying on all the time. Because if you're losing AC, the compressor's not running at all. That's how you get hot air. But I'm wondering if it's freezing up and then having to shut it down like you're low on Freon. That's a possibility that's all that's wrong with it. So you might want to... I would suggest you take and get it looked at somebody.
It'll go a long time, like when I was talking to you last night, I think it was. That was the first time it'd done it all week. And it runs like, it'll stay cool on the way to work in the morning. It never does that, and usually coming home at night. So, and then when it does, it seems like it does it two or three times. So, I guess low Freon would allow the compressor to kick on and run if the pressure's not, still pretty low.
Well, if the pressure's low, it will still come on to a certain point. At a certain point, it won't come on. But you could be right there in that middle ground where you just enough but not quite enough. But it really doesn't sound like what you're describing is low Freon. It sounds more like an electrical short in one of those sensors with a broken wire. That's why I was wanting you to... And sometimes you got to play, get pretty rough with them moving around, not just touching them, being easy with them to find those places. So, or it could be a corroded connector. I don't know how long it's been since those have been apart, but you could have corrosion in there. And it's, as heat builds up, it's building resistance in the electrical circuit. And then it opens up.
Yeah, well, I know one of them at least was disconnected when he did those injectors. I don't know if he had to do the other one, but I do know, I mean, I stood out there and let it run. It idled for about 10 minutes, and the compressor was running the whole time. I never heard it cycle on or off.
They'd be moving those wires around and pushing on them and giving them a little tug to see if that's where it's at. Just sitting there like that just probably won't ever cut off like that.
Around some. I probably wasn't as rough as I could have been on them, but I grabbed each connector and, you know, wiggled it, pulled on it, pushed on it. I didn't unplug them while it was running. I guess it'd be okay to do that. And then I grabbed the wires and wiggled them around, moved them back and forth. So they seemed, to me, they seemed like they were connected, but maybe I wasn't rough enough on them.
The load side cutout right up there is a compressor, and the wires are folded back over, you know, 90 degrees, and that's where they break, right there at the connector. It's just a bad place. It's the highest point on the engine, and it catches a lot of slack there when the engine's, every time you mash the gas or accelerator pedal, the engine twists just a little bit and pulls on that harness.
That makes sense. All right, I'll give it another check. But I do appreciate the help, and I'm just glad it works most of the time, especially in the way the temperatures are right now.
Are you driving it this afternoon? We'll take a quick look at it when we meet up. So, but I'm getting ready to lose a repeater up here where I'm at, so I'm going to say 7-3s for now, and I'll see you in a little while. Be safe, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
I'm losing it too. Yeah, 4.
KY4CB, radio check.
4CD, KF4NXY. Got good audio, just a little bit of white noise, and I'm pretty much into the machine real good.
Mobile.